The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new David Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com. Starring me, Jason Duvall, my best buddy in the world, Dave Draper!
I'm surprised. Usually there's like a whole warming up period before we jump right into the getting into the podcast.
Nah. Who needs warming up periods here? I'm going to move the mic. It might get scratchy.
Oh, no. Unprofessional audio quality.
No. Boo. I was gentle. I was gentle.
Oh. Were you?
I could have done this.
Okay, great.
I could have done that.
You could have.
But I did.
Good thing you didn't.
I hope no one was wearing their headphones for that. I apologize sincerely. That was mostly just so I could dig at Dave.
Yes, and boy did I learn my lesson.
I know, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Dang it. Gang, we're back for another week of Toy Talk. Dave and I actually this past weekend, we went to St. Louis to go see Book of Mormon.
Yes.
And it was quite funny because anyone who's seen the Book of Mormon or heard the soundtracks is very familiar with the tale of Elder Price and Elder Cunningham going to Africa to
Uganda.
Uganda, thank you. Going to Uganda to be missionaries, so to speak, to spread the word of the Mormon Church. And there's a certain part in the show where Elder Price sings about how he's going to do great things. They're going to do it together, but it's mostly going to be him. And at the end of that song, Dave and I turned to each other, and Dave went, "So that's Toy World Order in a nutshell." And I went, "I was thinking the same thing."
It's like, that's the founding of Toy World Order right there. And then part of it also was that Cunningham, I guess in different productions, he's cast differently, but in this one, he's a little pudgy.
Yes,
and the character is sort of he's obsessed with like Star Trek and Star Wars,
so Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So it's hard for me not to identify with
him.
But yeah, it was, and nothing that happened after that dispelled our, because later on Cunningham has like the tables turn a little and Cunningham's kind of like on top,
right?
And he kind of starts acting like a jerk a little bit,
yeah.
And I'm like, this is eerie.
Yeah, I know it was really strange because Dave and I were like, this parallels our lives together.
Yeah.
This is very very odd. Except neither one.
Well, then
was
you
so
have
Mormon.
Like a whole. Then there's a whole musical number about Orlando.
Orlando.
And I just put my arm around you.
Yep, it was a beautiful thing.
It was fantastic. I loved it. Thank you very much, Jason.
You're very welcome.
And Carrie.
Yes.
Carrie, who's not here right now, but thank her very
yes.
much.
Well, it's funny. Of course, Carrie originally bought the tickets for me for Christmas, and she was going to go. And then
this is a hilarious story.
Well, and then during the course of Chase's illness, she decided, probably not going to be able to go. We don't know if he's going to be here. If he's not going to be here, we don't know. So she's like, why don't we just give the other ticket to Dave for a Christmas birthday present?
And, yeah, because it was 2 days after my birthday. Anyway.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm absolutely okay with that. So of course, since originally Carrie and I were going to go, we bought the cheapest seats possible. Yeah, the balcony seats at the Opera House in St. Louis.
Apparently that Opera House was built back when America was still largely inhabited by hobbits.
Yes.
So with tiny, tiny legs.
We get up to the balcony floor we're sitting in, and we're waiting outside the door, and they've got the theater held for a little bit. And then they open the doors and let everybody in, and I find our seats, and I go up, and I look down, and only these stairs are so tiny and narrow that only a third...
The stairs themselves were great, because I have size 13 feet.
Yeah, and only a third of Dave's foot fit over these stairs,
and
I'm not exaggerating.
And then I wear pretty big boots over that. So, like, yeah, it was like maybe, not a third, but like maybe half my foot fit,
yes.
Fat, went onto the stairs. I'm like, oh boy, I'm in Chicago, woo!
Yeah, it was very interesting, and Dave, of course, gets up there, and he's like, woo.
Well, there were no handrails the way we went up.
Yeah, there were no handrails the way we went up. And then, of course, we sit down, and both of us are literally crammed in these seats, and Dave is a very, very
big guy, but like what people
and these
don't...
seats are not made for big guys.
But, well, no, the seat itself wasn't the problem. I mean, I'm a big guy, but I also have really long legs.
Right.
Which people that I think,
both of us have long
legs.
Yeah,
both of us have, so we were both kind of like crammed in, like folded up.
Yeah. So we sat there, and as people started coming in, I decided, I'm going to go down and talk to the floor manager and see if we can't get
work that Duvall magic.
Yeah, and I did. It,
well, so you I don't want to cut off the end of the story, but at first you came back and said, well, maybe after intermission we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, because she didn't know because it was a full house. It was sold out.
Yeah, it was sold out.
They didn't know. And then at intermission, I went back down and talked to her
again. Yeah, you had to because I had to stand up through the whole intermission because the way I was sitting, the seats themselves were very low, which meant that I was putting a lot of pressure and weight on my legs.
Right.
And then my feet were kind of twisted up underneath me.
Yep.
So like I was literally doing weird things with my feet to keep the blood flow.
Yeah, yeah. Because
they were going they were going numb.
Yeah, it was.
It was literally a little scary.
Thankfully, the wonderful people at the Opera House did some magic and moved Dave and I a floor down. And basically, in these little balconies, they have, you know, what amounts to a little kitchen side balcony. Table chair, basically.
Yeah, well, basically, it was for people who were in wheelchairs. I mean, those seats are for handicapped people and their accompanying guests.
Yes. But, you know, there was no one set in this little section, and they didn't have anyone that needed to be there. So they allowed us to come down and sit there, which was great.
That was nice.
We enjoyed the last hour and 20 minutes of the show.
I liked the first half, too. But, I mean, it was nice to focus entirely on the play and be a little more relaxed about it. So Jason came through.
Yep.
Although, like it took the entire intermission, and I'm getting, like, sweaty, and I'm like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, either get back here or, like, call it off, because I'm not going to be able to go down these steps in the dark.
Yeah, and I was the five-minute light went off, which, you know, they blink... They dim the lights real quick when it's 5 minutes to curtain, and I was like, guys, we need to hurry this along quickly. We need to
speed this.
Yeah, we need to speedy this up just a little bit. Kick this thing into gear. But, yeah, Book of Mormon was a very good show, and, again, it paralleled... paralleled our friendship pretty dang close, which was kind of frightening.
Not entirely. Well, I hope not entirely.
Well, no, not entirely.
Price was kind of a schmuck.
Price was kind of a schmuck.
I was kind of kidding.
He was kind of full of himself.
He was a little full of himself.
I'm not so much full of myself.
Not so much.
No, not so much. I am a little full of myself at times, but not so much.
Not so much.
No. But you very much are...
I like to think I'm a little more on the ball than Arnold Cunningham.
a little bit more, yes.
I do tell lies, though.
Yes,
so many lies.
That was a great, great segment.
All I know is if someone had told me years ago that the Mormons, when they got to Salt Lake City, danced with Jesus and the Ewoks,
yes,
my life would be different. Dave, I'd be wearing magic underwear right now.
Dave would have signed up.
I would have signed up.
You could have gone to Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Oh my gosh, great show. It was a nice little excursion for Dave and I on a Saturday, and the weather being dang near 60 degrees in St. Louis, which was kind of cool.
It was gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And I hate to say it, but you know how I am. So, like, we saw a musical, and I really enjoyed it, so we'll never have the budget for this the way that I want to do it, but the wheels were turning for the Puppet Duvall musical.
Oh, my God.
We'll never have the budget because we can't film in Branson, Missouri.
Oh, no.
Or get Yakov Smirnoff.
No, well, we could. We could try.
But I know I've almost half written the opening the big show stopping opening musical number, which is Man Cave / Nerds Ruin Everything.
Yes. Well, now we'll have
Nerds
to find the budget.
Sully, all they see.
Yeah. Well, you continue to work on that book, and we'll get there.
Well, I can't sing, but
well, neither can I.
No.
We've proven that. On board.
We'll have to recast pretty much everybody. But
yeah, because Dave and I did sing Sad, Sad Dave, and it was horrible.
Going down your man cave, penetrating your man cave.
God.
But if it's a man cave, why does it look like it belongs to a little boy?
That's beautiful.
And then it goes into nerds ruin everything. Mm. Nerds sully all they see.
Oh my god, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
From manly he's to star warring.
Now I want to see that show. Some toy news as we near Toy Fair in February. Of course, the DC Collectibles basically solicited for August 2015. And jeez, some of the stuff they showed off was kind of cool. Like they're doing a Roxy Rocket and Batman the Animated Series.
I was over at Pixel Dan's house yesterday, and he's got all the first wave.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just like, I can't. I can't go down that hole. It will destroy me.
Yes.
Like, if I start with just one, it's like a Lay's potato chip of doom.
Yes.
He's like, you know they're doing Roxy Rocket? I'm like, I can't do this! It's madness!
That's one of Dan's all-time favorite animated series.
It is one of my all-time favorite animated series, too, and that's why I'm trying to stay the hell away from it.
Yeah.
Because it will just... I will have to have everything.
Yeah. And, it will kill Dave.
It would destroy me.
Yep.
But it's like, they're doing Roxy Rocket. That's so crazy.
She comes with a rocket that has working lights.
Yeah, that's like a special deluxe figure, right?
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. They're doing a bunch of designer action figures created by Jay Lee.
Those will be relevant by the time they come out.
Yeah, it's like, is Jay Lee still a thing these days?
Because is he related to Jim Lee?
I don't remember. I think that discussion was had many decades ago, and I didn't pay that much attention to it. I don't like his style.
I don't either.
It's his Superman and Batman are very.
Well, I've never liked the new 52 Superman and Batman. Anyway, they're just too busy.
Yes, they are very much busy.
Catwoman's okay, but that's like kind of the generic Catwoman look for the last 20 years.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's got these.
I actually kind of don't like. I don't mind Wonder Woman. She's okay. I don't.
Her gauntlets and everything.
Yeah, I don't mind her. She's okay. Green Lantern's kind of generic. Yeah,
it's the DC Comics Icons Green Lantern statue.
That's why
it's
generic.
Yeah.
Because he's iconic. Fair enough.
A new DC Comics bombshell statue of Lois Lane. That's kind of neat.
Not bad, yeah. That's kind of cool. She's more of a. I don't know why she's a. She's a newsie as opposed to a reporter, but.
They're still doing Batman Black and White stuff, which is crazy to me, because how long have they
been successful? It's been forever. It's been years and years.
Yeah, they're doing a Batman by Brian Hitch. They're doing a Batgirl by Babs Tarr.
That's the new outfit.
Yep.
The new cosplay outfit.
Yeah.
No, that's. I think they've actually they flat out said that's why they did that, to make it an easier cosplay.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we'll see lots of those at C2E2 this year, probably.
Maybe. You know what? I don't normally like prop replicas.
Leprechauns?
Leprechauns?
Yes.
I'm anti-leprechaun.
Oh, good.
But
good
as leprechauns go, this is kind of a cool one.
They're doing a prop replica of the Gotham City.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Yes.
Oh.
As seen on the hit TV show Gotham, which was just renewed for season 2.
Cool. Yeah. Did you see last night's episode?
I have not watched it yet.
It was fantastic.
I will watch them tomorrow, probably.
It was the best one of the whole season. It was amazing.
Netflix added the last season of Beyond Human from MTV.
I have no idea what that is.
The remake of the BBC show Almost Human. That's what it's called. Almost Human. Almost Human.
Yeah, I thought that was a sci-fi thing.
Maybe it was sci-fi. That's right. You're right. I couldn't
the one with the ghost and the werewolf.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember
vampire.
What channel. I watched up to season 3 and then started to watch the last season. I think I got 2 episodes into it and I never could... Couldn't get it to.
It's
a good show.
Anyway, Gotham is really, really. Let me put it this way. Remember how last week I was joking about the electrocutioner?
Yes.
I'm not joking about the electrocutioner anymore. They have redeemed him.
Really good. I'll watch.
Yeah, he does a really cool. And if you're a huge Batman fan, like the way he does it, I'll tell you that. Like I'll explain it more in detail. But he uses Gotham's own architecture, that classic kind of Batman 89 Gotham architecture.
Yeah,
he actually uses that to his advantage.
Oh, cool!
Which was like I was like, oh my god, that's amazing.
I will have to watch it tomorrow morning. Funko released some new images.
Will they release some new images?
Have they
released some new
images? They have of the Big Trouble.
I can't say words, and you're bad with text.
I know, right? They showed off the pop vinyl of Big Trouble in Little China, but
I saw the figures.
They also showed off the figures for the reaction line, and I have to say...
They're better.
I'm still not sold on the head sculpts.
They're better.
But there's more detail in these figures than there was in the last waves.
Yeah, I'm not as... Like, let me put this... Yeah, like, Gracie Law's pretty good.
Gracie Law looks amazing. I mean, that figure looks amazing. There's a lot of detail in that body.
Lopan looks good.
The face is better on her than on... Than on Jack Russell or on
Jack Burton. Jack Burton's pretty bad. Lopan looks really good.
Lopan looks really good, and he comes with the little floating eyeball. Your little Beyonder.
Yeah, my little Beyonder guy. He's not an actual Beyonder.
I know it's not, but he sure does look like it.
Yeah. This is why I can't buy DC Animated Universe stuff.
Fair enough.
Because I'm gonna have to buy all this.
Rain looks really good.
Raiden.
Basically, what he is, but
Storm.
Yep. He's kind of cool. He comes with this little.
Hat. They all come with their little hats.
Yeah, they all come with their little hats.
They're adorable little hats.
Thunder looks really good. I mean, Funko looks like they've, other than the head sculpts on some of them.
The Jack Burton one's weak. I think that's the weakest one of the whole lot.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, the other ones, Thunder, Rain, and Lightning are pretty much, they all share the same sculpt head-wise for the most part.
They shouldn't, but they do.
But yeah, they look...
How can I help you?
They look much better.
That's what Thunder says in a very racist sort of voice.
How can I help you?
And then he blows up at the end.
Yes, he does.
I love this movie.
It's a good movie.
I love it. It's one of my all-time favorites.
So yeah, they've kind of fixed their issues from their first releases quite a bit.
It's interesting. The card back looks. I don't know how to say it, but the card back looks different too. They've gone away from the aping the Star Wars style.
Yes,
which I have a mixed feeling about.
I do too, but they're highlighting the actual movie poster that was done by Drew Struzan, so that's really cool to see.
Which I have a cheap knockoff of in my house.
Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, any...
Hey, I got an original Buckaroo Banzai and the Big Trouble's a knockoff.
Yeah, so I've got several not original 27x40s, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are cheaper.
No. Well, sometimes.
No, pretty much all the time, depending on what they are. DC Collectibles also teased a new... three-quarter inch, a new 52
line.
Well,
it's like you're supposed to vote on them. There's like it's a vote thing, and whatever gets the most votes.
A new online poll on their site, where they ask which never-produced collectible out of this list would you like to see made the most, which is the Amikami Mary Marvel PVC statue, the DC Universe Online series of action figures, DC Comics Supervillains Black Manta bust, the DC Comics new 52 three-quarter inch action figures, and the Rainbow Batman action figures.
Anything but the 4-inch figures win is beyond me.
Yeah, but again...
They're new 52. Yeah, I hate the new 52 Captain Cold design. I don't like the Batman design.
And the fact that all of DC Collectibles' 3/4-inch figures were awful. Put together. They broke way too easy. You couldn't really do anything with them.
I'm getting them mixed up with... Okay, never mind.
What are you getting mixed up with?
Nothing. I'm not getting them mixed up with anything. Shut up.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't ask questions.
Gotcha.
I'll cut you. I got mixed up with the Mattel ones.
Gotcha. The G.I. Joe Collector Club showed off their Arctic Dr.
They're
Mindbender.
They're vitally important to the canon Arctic Dr. Mindbender.
Really?
No.
Yeah, not at all.
No. Yeah, this is why people are like, hey, that glow-in-the-dark 12-inch figure is kind of cool looking. There are actually a lot of people that are switching their... Because you pick which one you want, the 12-inch or the 4-inch.
Right.
A lot of people are switching to the 12-inch this year.
Really?
Well, yeah. It's Dr. Mindbender in a purple fur coat.
Eh.
I'm sure Mike Irizarry will be like, oh, no, I really wanted that one. So I'll put that next to my Grand Slam in original colors.
So are you still getting the 3/4-inch collector club?
Yeah.
Because there are some figures they've shown for that are...
Well,
decent.
No, you don't... That's just the membership figure. That's just the one figure you get for being a member, and then everything else is the subscription service is its own thing.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah, and then with JoeCon, you pick at the time that you sign up for JoeCon which set you want.
Right. Zyka Toys gave a new look at their 4-inch Captain Action line and the Silver Streak vehicle.
Man, I just wish unnamed online toy retailer would put up the pre-orders and I would lock it down.
Yeah, I know.
I'd buy it.
Seems like Zyka's got a lot of problems, though. I mean,
they should stop showing off stuff.
Well, and if you think about it, the first wave of $6 million man stuff did really good, and then
unnamed online still has them.
Right. And then the second wave got canceled because apparently nobody wanted them again. I mean, who could blame you, really?
There were some poor choices in that.
Yeah.
Two versions of Rudy Wells.
Yeah, I know. But they have talked about, let's see. Well, there's no word on release date or price as of yet, which, again, is a big red flag that it may not happen. Usually when they don't have a release date and they're this far along in production, it's like, I don't know about that.
All right. If it comes up, I'll get it.
And then we talked about just a little while ago.
Because you know what? Because you see that sculpt. Well, okay, go ahead and describe it.
Well, we talked about the new Batman Adventures line from DC Collectibles earlier, and they also showed off, separate of their solicitations, the Scarecrow, as he appeared in the new Batman Adventures animated series. He'll be part of the fifth wave.
Which, actually, I don't like the new Batman Adventures as much as animated series.
Yeah.
I felt there was a drop-off.
There was quite a bit of drop-off.
But what bothers me about that is if you look at that, that can so easily be repurposed as the Joker in his trench coat.
Yes.
And I'm like, no.
Yep.
No.
You know that they'll do it.
They'll suck me in.
Some of the first pictures of Hasbro's Jurassic World figures showed up today.
What? I didn't see that.
Well, they happen to be Masher figures. Surprise.
I heard they were going to be Mashers.
Yep, so the Masher's the first thing we've seen from Jurassic World. Of course...
Well, they look pretty stupid.
Yeah, well, the Masher stuff is...
The Marvel Mashers aren't that bad.
No, the Marvel Mashers aren't that bad. The Transformer Mashers aren't terrible.
I'm not a fan. I'm less of a fan of the Transformers ones. The Marvel ones are okay. These are pretty crummy, but they're for kids.
They are for kids, absolutely. But they'll also be joining Jurassic World will also be joining Star Wars Rebels Mashers later this year.
I've heard that they're gonna start out with Rebels and then go to the Force Unleashed.
Yeah, so it's cool stuff.
I wish they had a Chris Pratt one so you could swap parts with his Raptors.
Yes, that would be wonderful. The new Series 2 4-inch World of Nintendo Series 2 figures. The new Series 2, dear Lord. All kinds of all over the place.
You okay?
Yeah, I think I had a little stroke. I'm all right.
Leprechaun.
Yes, Jack's Pacific second series.
Jack's Pacific?
It's still happening.
Specific.
Jack's Pacific's second series of 4-inch World of Nintendo figures will consist of Luigi with a 1-up accessory, Toad with a coin accessory, Samus, and Diddy Kong with his banana. Good God. I am on a roll tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Jack's Pacific.
Jack's Pacific. My only concern with this being a 4-inch line is it's great, but Samus should
be... Don't smack talk the 4-inch.
Samus should be way taller than Diddy Kong.
Well, do we know if these pictures are exactly to scale?
That I'm not sure of yet.
And, you know, with the characters like Luigi and Diddy Kong, it's hard to get a sense on what they're... A real, you know, because Samus is her design is a little more, I don't want to say realistic, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the Mario stuff and the Donkey Kong stuff is more cartoony, and her thing is a little more kind of anime or realistic.
Yes.
I know what I'm trying to say. I don't want to, like, overstep my...
No, I get what you're saying.
So she could be in scale with regular 4-inch figures.
Right.
I don't know.
I get what you're
Whereas
saying.
It's harder to do that with a cartoony character, like, you know, The Simpsons or...
Yeah.
Boo.
Well, we talked about a week or so ago about the Hasbro Avengers Age of
Boo.
Ultron 2.5-inch figures.
Boo.
The Hasbro has shown off better pictures of all of the assortments.
Better pictures of Boo.
So we get the Age of Ultron Cycle Blast Quinjet, which launches the Captain America on his little motorcycle.
What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah. Boo.
Titan Hero Tech electronic figures of... Iron Man, Captain America, Meh. Thor, as well as okay. Ultra Titan heroes of Hulk and the
Hulkbuster
armor. And I like they finally gave Hulk like
pants.
He's got Avengers outfit like Avengers pants like
stretchy pants.
Yeah, he's got like uniform pants on.
Yeah.
Like
unstable molecule pants.
Yes, which is kind of neat.
I like the Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
You notice I didn't say boo.
The Avengers Age of Ultron Titan Hero Tech. Well, that's the interactive. Let's see the two packs. So in one of them we get Captain America and Marvel's War Machine with the blast cycle. So you get a little posable Captain America and then a little firing
Tiny
blast cycle.
Captain
yeah.
America.
The deluxe.
Now, someone in our group already has this one.
Yep.
I think Alex.
Has the two pack of Hulk and the Hulkbuster.
By the way, Alex, I'm very disappointed in you.
And then they also shut off the. Basically, the Avengers headquarters of the Hulkbuster breakout.
Meh.
Captain America Tower Defense.
Meh.
And it looks like there is one other one.
Even if that
Iron Man Lab Attack.
Even if that was in proper scale, I wouldn't want it.
But
I don't like the kind of ramshackle, throw-it-together kind of playsets. I don't like
those. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those.
I like the kind of more uniform.
And then the two packs, we get... Iron Man Mark 43 versus Sub-Ultron 001.
Boo.
You get Captain America versus Sub-Ultron 002, and all the Ultrons are like little vehicle modes, like a spider and a car.
Boo.
Hulk versus Sub-Ultron 3 is a little like on a little mini bike.
Boo.
Thor versus Sub-Ultron 5. Yeah, the figures are not good. They're not...
Boo. Well, the Ultron figures, as I said in our group, look like Happy Meal toys.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. They very much do look like Happy Meal toys. I mean, they are
not particularly good Happy Meal toys.
No, not at all.
So I believe the word I was looking for in that segment was
boo.
Boo.
Yes, not at all. They're not. They are not well done figures at all. Which again, it's kind of sad that you know that they're not. I don't know what I want to say here. Like those are awful. I'm hearing word that the latest. 6-inch of Marvel Legends are really bad.
Really?
Like, yeah,
people,
like
people have been getting their hands on them.
A lot of people are saying that they're really shoddy.
Oh, that was the only thing I had to look forward to.
I know they're saying that.
Why must you be a little cloud of darkness?
The new Marvel, what is it? Infinite Legends or whatever the
4-inch ones.
Yeah, and of course they showed off pictures of the two packs of. of I know Maria Hill.
No, it's a three pack. Or is it the Toys R Us three pack with Coulson, Maria Hill, and Nick Fury?
Yeah.
Maria Hill's got a little bobblehead thing going on.
Yeah, but you'll probably still buy her, won't you?
Oh, I'm getting it for the Coulson alone.
Yeah, the Coulson, because you've got a little...
I've got a custom 4-inch Coulson.
Yeah. So it'll be nice to actually have an official Coulson.
Well, a 6-inch Coulson to go with my...
To go with your...
6-inch figures.
6-inch figures, Avengers. Yeah. So...
Oh, yeah, that was always getting bought.
And I can't remember... I saw a listing of the Age of Ultron / comic book wave of Legends... And I don't remember who all was in that.
Well, no, unnamed.
Batroc, the Leaper, is in it.
I've heard that. Yeah,
which I thought would make you smile because it's friggin' Batroc, the Leaper.
I have such mixed feelings because, like, it's so cool that they're doing something so stupid. At the same time, it's like, 4-inch figure. He was in the movie.
Yeah.
He was in the movie, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the guy on the ship at the beginning.
Yep. That's right.
He jumped around.
Yes, he did.
Was a Leaper.
Yes.
And he was French.
Yes.
I know.
Did he kill him? I don't remember.
No, he didn't kill him.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
I don't think Cap.
Couldn't remember what happened to Batroc in that. No, yes, he was in the first movie.
Yeah, second movie.
In the second movie, I mean, yes. You know what's crazy is that we're sitting here, I'm looking at...
I have
at,
no idea what's crazy.
I'm looking at members of the fan group, and we are...
Are we over 7?
No, we're at 695.
Yes, I know. I believe I started this show by saying we're 5 away from 700.
We might be at 696 now that I did that.
Math is not your strong suit, son.
No.
Or memory.
No, it's not. No, my memory's awful. We're getting there. We're almost near 700 people,
oh
which
my
is
God.
Pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, should we do a 700 club joke again?
No, you did that off air.
Oh, was that off air?
Yeah, you covered the bases.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was... You started the show so quick. I didn't remember
that we
had a conversation before before we started recording.
Yeah, the 700 Club joke was off air.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I still call dibs on Pat Robertson.
Fair enough.
I didn't realize we had any conversation because usually we sit and we talk for a while. And
we do, but we've got a.
You just jumped into it. Boom.
We've got a review to record tonight.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
I know when Carrie gets off 7 o'clock as we're recording this, and she can come up, take a shower, and fix herself some dinner, and then she's coming in here to work overtime. So we kind of had to be done with the show before she got done with supper.
Fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah. So,
what you guys do overtime? What are you planning? What are you?
Well, we want to use our overtime money to basically pay for our for what we want to do in March. Instead of
what are you doing in March?
Instead of pulling it out of
where are you going? Where
we,
are you?
You and I talked about this.
Oh,
yeah. Instead of us taking it out of checking, we want to just have that extra money come from.
Okay.
Yeah, see.
Gotcha.
We're trying to work at least an hour or so a day. You know, plus time on Saturdays, so we'll make that money real quick.
Well, you're going to be fun to hang around with.
Mm. Oh, I'm going to be so stressed.
Yeah, you're going to be a hoot.
Yeah, not a big fan of my job as it is. That's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Few
people are.
I digress.
To be fair.
That's true. But, of course, with the fan group, you know, comes fan questions.
Wow, okay.
Ah!
We're just, like, ripping through this show.
The toy news will get better as we get, you know, closer.
Well, we could have talked about, I don't know, we could have talked about stuff. I don't know, there's stuff going on in the world. Who knows?
Nothing toy related.
Okay, whatever.
What?
Whatever. No, whatever, let's just go.
I don't think anyone wants to hear us,
I mean, I was over at Danny's the other day, but no, nobody cares about Pixel Dan.
I didn't get to go to Danny's. Why don't you?
Yeah, no, you didn't. Oh, you didn't get to go.
No, I had to work overtime
yesterday.
You blew
me off. Yeah, you had to.
I had to work overtime yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you do over at Mr. Pixel Dance?
Well, we have fan questions. Maybe someone will ask next week's fan questions.
No, let's talk about it. I forgot that happened yesterday.
Well, Danny's doing what we do. He's going through all his basement and
yes.
getting it set up finally. And he's got just a bunch of stuff that he just doesn't want anymore. And so he's selling it, and he gave us first dibs.
Yep.
And I sat around all day waiting to hear from you, and finally you were like, well, I'm not getting off till 6. So I was like, okay, I'm done. So I was like, Dan, where are you?
Yeah.
Your address,
which I told you, I was like, you probably would just be better off going.
That's what I did.
Me, yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I did. And then like by the time I was there and got my stuff and came home and had dinner, I got this. I'm working overtime. You should just go ahead. I'm like, yeah, done, son.
Yeah, already been there, done that.
So because I didn't want to go, but first because I was like, I felt like I didn't want to like sneak in there to Dan's and be like, because if he'd had Transformers or something, you know, I mean, there could have been stuff that we both wanted.
Right.
So I was like, I don't want to, like, sneak, I don't want to be a jerk and sneak in there and, like, scoop stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had a feeling he wasn't going to get rid of, like, any of the stuff that I would want to buy.
There was not, I did not see a lot of stuff that would have interested you.
Yeah.
I mean, so. I told you the stuff that I thought you would have liked.
Yeah, so...
Later.
I'm okay.
He had a lot of Marvel Universe stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like a big bag of Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got, like, the Geonosis playset, which I've always wanted, I've never had.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, not I've always wanted, but, I mean, I wanted recently.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I got the Marvel Select Hulk and the Marvel Select Wolverine brown costume.
Yeah.
See,
he has the, I mean, not so much as you, but he has the same problem I have where I'll buy a bunch of stuff that I think is awesome, and then years down the road I'll look at it and go, why did I buy that? I don't really need that.
I don't
really want that. So I'm
Well, and your tastes change too over time. Like
they do.
You're into one thing one time, and then, you know, you move on to something else.
Yeah. You know, I took down all my old Jack specific WWE stuff and reworked some stuff downstairs and threw all the figures in a bag and listed a couple things on some of the groups to try to get rid of one of the things, but the other thing nobody's bid on yet. But it's one of those things where it's like I'm getting rid of those, I'm getting rid of the rest of my DC Universe classics, all my my superpowers ones that I'm
except
just
for,
like
except for the ones that I would buy.
Yeah.
Very irritating.
Keeping those, sorry. For the time being, I'm keeping those. I may change my mind eventually on those too.
Well, whatever.
So hey, you bought all my Power Lords, so
vintage. What are you mad at me about? Like, I'm helping you out.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I told Dave a while back. I was like, you know, I was like, all I ever really wanted from the Four Horsemen stuff was the actual Power Lords characters, like not all these soldiers and Griptok grunts and all that. So I had like a bunch of soldiers and Griptok grunts. I'm like, I don't need all these. What?
I was like, I'll take them.
Dave's like, I'll buy them. I'm like, all right.
Well, my thing was I had to get the one that I really wanted first.
Yes.
And that one you weren't selling.
No.
And I got that one, and then it was like, okay, now I'm willing to commit to this line.
Yes.
That's how it works, man.
That's how Dave is.
Nothing's worse than, like, you get everything but the one you want.
Oh, I agree.
And it just taunts you forever.
I agree. Wholeheartedly. It's like I made room for the Visionary stuff I had downstairs, and I'm looking, and I'm like, I left room for the last vehicle I need, and I'm like,
well, good luck.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, well, it'll sit empty for a long time because I'm not going to be able to get a hold of that anytime soon.
No,
unless I get extremely lucky, and that's not happening.
It, with you, it might, but
no, yeah, you never know.
Yeah, that one's major luck, I think.
Yeah, no, it probably is. You bought some cool stuff from Matt Booze that hadn't showed up yet, but you bought.
Well,
some,
he just shipped it yesterday.
Or today.
We had a federal holiday. Or yeah,
today.
Oh, that's right. Today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday while we're recording.
Wow,
so.
I'm used to it being delayed.
I know.
The holidays screwed me up. But yeah, he just shipped today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're the bad guys. He says they're Sergeant Rock figures, but I think they're the bad guys. I mean, they're done the same way as Sergeant Rock figures.
Right.
They came out at the same time as Sergeant Rock figures, but it was like a separate line.
Right.
So.
Even if they are Sergeant Rock, they're still pretty cool.
Still pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them share the same molds, too. But
yeah.
I always thought that was cool that Remco was like, hey, let's just do a line of, like, 4-inch villains.
Yeah.
Like, for people who, like, are into G.I. Joe or whatever.
And need more villains for them to
need
fight.
More, yeah, need more cannon fodder.
Must have more villains.
You know, have 18 figures. Just, you know.
It's pretty fun stuff. That'll be fun when that the little box of stuff shows up for that. Yeah. I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'll be excited about it.
Yeah.
Be excited. I saw those. I was like, ooh, I want those.
Yeah. Well, we saw those. We were sitting in the theater.
Wedged into our seats.
Yeah. Dave's like, oh, I kind of want those. I'm like, I'll send him a message. Toot, 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 toot.
Beep, beep, boop. Bobbity, beep, beep, boop.
And then I forgot to remind you until like 10:30. I'm like, hey.
Oh, I was already done.
Yeah,
I took care of that right when I got home.
Yeah. I was like, ah, don't forget about this. I forgot to remind you. Which is bad. So. Good times, though. You got some cool toys, and I got nothing.
Your choice, guy.
Yeah.
You're going to go spend time with your wife.
Yeah, pretty much. Sorry.
Whatever.
The wife wins out of her toys.
Whatever.
That's how we work. Well, now, let's... Oh, I got a dog in my lap.
Oh, no.
Let's answer some...
Let's all of us, all three of us, answer some fan questions.
Yes, let's answer some fan questions.
Fan questions?
Fan questions, Dave. Dun, 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 dun. Fan questions, Dave.
Fan questions.
Dun, 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 dun. Fan questions, Dave.
Fan questions.
All right.
Fan questions.
Fan questions.
The first one comes from our good buddy KMS Clark, which he missed the deadline last time, and he was very sad.
Yeah.
But he says, "Great show as always, guys. Dave, Now knowing that there really will be no end to Star Wars toys with the upcoming movies and all, are you planning to store some of your least favorite non-Star Wars toys away to make room for the new stuff, or create a whole new area slash space for them?
I am woefully unprepared for episode 7.
Yes, David.
But I'm sort of rolling the dice that there probably won't be that much stuff for it.
At
least that I want.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of stuff, but there won't be a lot of the 4-inch stuff. I don't think. I don't know. I really thought that they'd go a little lighter on that. I really have no plan of attack for episode 7 right now.
It's a wait and see until like the end of August, September.
Yeah, I'm really badly. Like with the prequels, for the second and third film, I was prepared.
Yeah.
Sort of. like it's a classic, you know, no game plan survives contact with the enemy.
Right.
Like for episode 3, I figured I wasn't going to be getting anything.
Right.
Or not much, because, you know, I had all the Jedis from episode 2, and Jedi costumes were basically the same.
Right.
And, you know, I figured I wouldn't be getting that much, so I had like a chunk of shelf space set aside for episode 3, which ended because they had all those different clone troopers,
yes,
and they had this, and they had that, and yeah, it was woefully under and all the Wookiees.
Oh, yeah.
And, so I really have no game plan as of today. Now, as opposed to creating more space, yeah, I need to get my carpentry license and
yeah, start building new shelves.
Start building a new house.
And then he goes on to ask, it seems like this will be a much better year for movies. What movie toys, if most of them get made into toys, are you looking forward to or would you like to see? He says, I'm not a very big Star Wars collector, but I think it's about time they make a Star Destroyer, and it doesn't even have to be in scale. Kind of like what they did with the Falcon and X-Wing. Those always keep up the great work. So
that'd be a cool toy.
Movie toys?
Star Wars, obviously.
Jurassic World. Sorry.
Yes, Dave.
Sorry.
I am excited for Jurassic World.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think Star Wars and Jurassic World are the two that I'm most excited in terms of toys at this point.
Avengers Age of Ultron?
Boo. I would have been.
Yeah.
I would have been super excited for those toys.
Had they not been 2-inch scale?
Hence the wood.
Yeah. Good old Hasbro.
Hey, Quicksilver is one of my favorite characters. Hey, the Hulkbuster armor. Hey, 2-inch scale.
Yeah, 2-inch scale.
Oh.
Yay, peg warmers that are already on clearance at some places. Pretty sad. I can't think of anything that would really have any major toy license this year other than Star Wars, Avengers, Jurassic
Wars.
World.
Well, apparently Ant-Man's going to be a Walgreens exclusive.
Strange.
Like, well, they're doing an exclusive Ant-Man figure. I think it's going to be Eric O'Grady from the comics.
I gotcha.
Yeah, because Batman and Superman next year still?
Next year, maybe, unless they split it up
they're talking about splitting it up, yeah. I don't know what else. Honestly, those three movies have just sucked all the oxygen out of the room for me, so I don't know what else is coming out this
year.
Yeah,
I don't either.
I have no clue.
Yeah, that's...
So, those are the big three.
Yeah, those are the big three.
And I would have been excited for all of them, but... Hasbro.
Yep. Hasbro seems to be the kiss of death for
poopy
movie toys these days. Robert Hardefield says, what are your thoughts on the new Transformer Generations combiners? Are they worth collecting or just worth patting? No, buy them all.
Well, let me put it this way. We really don't have that much of an opinion yet because we can't find them. But the few that we've gotten our hands on...
amazing.
Are really cool.
Yeah.
So we are eagerly... Tomorrow's truck day.
Yes.
I will let you know if I see anything.
Well, I've got my hand. I'll have my hands on a leader class Silverbolt.
Okay.
So I have the Aerobot leader.
How'd you get that?
Our buddy over at Moonbase Toys, Robert.
Got
the case that he ordered of the leaders in. So.
Do they have the Stunicon one in that too, or
no? This was just Optimus and
Silverbolt.
Yeah, and Silverbolt. So, okay. The carded figures are the ones that we're now actively kind of looking for. Because I don't care that much for the Optimus. I don't think the Optimus is that great of a figure, even though he can be used in the same sense as Silverbolt in the Combiner Wars and such. But
That was the classic. With the Combiners, there was Devastator and there was Predaking.
Right.
But in between that, they had that generic system that you could literally swap them, which was really super cool when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I assume that's kind of what they're. Harkening back to.
They are, that's what they're harkening back to.
Yeah.
And they did announce, they haven't shown pictures, but people did find out from Japanese Takara listings and stuff that there will be a Titan-class Devastator.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a Titan-class Generations Devastator, which should be interesting.
Yeah, whether or not they're... That I may bite on.
Yeah, I probably will too, because that's going to be a giant.
I have somewhat regrets that I never got. Not Fortress Maximus.
That you never Metroplex. Got. Metroplex, yeah. It's kind of sad to know that the Titan class Devastator is going to be way larger than any of the other combiners, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Whatever. He should always have been. Like, you know what? That makes up for 40 years of the fact that he was always the smallest combiner.
Right.
So it's his time, I think.
True. I would say if you can find them, get them. They're all even the I guess what the basic class is, which is the ones that we're that the review is going to be up of those here soon of a Bomb Blast.
Yeah, Bombshell and Power Glide.
Bombshell and Power Glide. Those are wonderful, and you kind of need Power Glide because he's the weapon for the combiners. So
I'm not going to get the aerial bots, so I'm not worried about that. I want Bombshell though.
Yeah, Bombshell. Well, see, that's just it. I want all of them. I want the Aerobots, the Stunticon, and
I have the first wave. I have the Stunticon at Unnamed Online Toy Retailer.
Yes.
So I'm gonna do the Stunticons because I have the Vengeance Stunticons. I like the bad guy ones for that. For some
they're
reason.
They're a little
I
more
like,
colorful.
I have all the bad guy combiners vintage. I think. Yeah. Up to a certain point.
Yeah.
And none of the good guys.
Which is strange.
Yeah, I have Devastator. I have Menasor. I have Predaking. Predaking. And I have Bruticus. C-Cons. I don't have the vent up. That's the point that I stopped with the Seacons.
Oh, gotcha. You got the reissued one.
I have the reissued, yeah.
Chris Sheet says, what would you like the next Star Wars Black figure to be?
The last one! Yeah. Waka waka waka!
We haven't really seen any announcement, but we know, you know, Vader's coming and...
Vader's been out.
Has Vader been out? I haven't seen Vader.
Yeah, Vader's been out.
I've never seen Vader on the store shelves.
Oh, well, okay. I've seen Chewbacca once. So
I know Yoda's hitting.
Yoda's out.
Yep.
Yoda was out before Christmas.
Was he?
I'm
not up on the Star Wars Black. Man. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, no. Honest to God, if I could pick one figure to do in Star Wars Black, because Bossk is already being done.
Right.
So I've got that taken care of. It would be Bespin Han. Like that, I'll buy. I really want a Bespin Han because that's my favorite version of Han Solo.
Yeah.
And I will buy him. I will buy that Funko 6-inch Malcolm Reynolds. And I will take my, what's his name from Guardians?
Star-Lord?
Star-Lord.
Yes.
They're all going to hang out and be buddies and getting wacky adventures.
Wacky adventures together.
It's a beautiful thing. Zany madcap shenanigans.
Zing! It's a beautiful thing.
That is my plan.
Our buddy from Nerd City, Benjamin Scott Spencer.
Hey, Ben.
Asks, Street Sharks, yay or nay? They seem like something at least Jason might be into, but I don't recall you guys ever discussing them. They're one of those lines that was after my childhood collecting days, but I think they're pretty rad.
Yeah, I was in college, I think, when Street Sharks came out.
I was still buying stuff when Street Sharks was out. Honestly, that's one of those lines that I'm not a fan of the sharks themselves. I'm not a fan of the hero designs, but I think all of the villains from that line are pretty cool looking, because they made a number of villain characters, and there's, you know, the main villain was kind of neat because he was kind of human looking, and then you hit a switch and his head flipped to a fish, and it's kind of neat. But I mean, the sharks overall, they're really, I mean, it's a pretty well done line, and they're really cool. And yeah, it does seem like it would be a line that I would go after pretty hardcore, but I just
You know who? It seems like it would be a Danny line.
It is a Danny line. Danny's got some Street Sharks.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, because
he's super into the Turtles, and it seems like that was kind of a last iteration of that whole mutant character era.
And that is more of a Danny thing, because he does have some Street Sharks. So, but yeah, Street. I mean, there was a cool line, and it was really, I think it did two series, and that was about it. And of course, they did like the weird kind of sporty ones and.
Yeah,
all that.
I mean, it never clicked with me. Like I said, I was in college at that time. It didn't click with me. I like Turtles, but like I'm not hardcore about like you have the Toxic Crusaders,
right?
I'm not like that. I like the Turtles because I like, you know, the Turtle mythos,
right?
You know what I mean? Like I've got like the comics, the old comics, and
and you like the idea behind the story of
got the old role playing game stuff. So it's more like I like Turtles rather than that mutant animal design.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think either of us have any beef against Street Sharks. It's just it's never come up.
Yeah.
And now it has. And now we never need to speak of it again.
Aw. Maybe that's something Ben will try to find and try to hunt down at C2E2, some Street Sharks.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll see him come back smiling, going, I found Street Sharks!
Found Street Sharks.
It's always one of our favorite things at C2E2 is to hang out at the Nerd City booth. And we're usually...
Which, have we done that more than last year?
We've done it
Okay, think, well, you might have done it because I'm usually with somebody. So
yeah, no, yeah, I've hung out with them. Fair. Yeah, I've hung out with Nerds at the Nerd City booth. It's been every year I've gone that they've been there. We've hung out, so it's been pretty cool.
Okay, yeah, there are other issues that were probably why I wasn't hanging out there the last couple times until this last time,
yeah,
yeah. But it was cool this last time.
They're always a lot of fun to hang out with,
yeah,
and spend some time with. That whole little creator, like the nerd block kind of thing, is kind of cool. So
no,
and I'm looking forward to C2E2 this year. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Be interesting.
The one day we go. Acid Wormwood says, how many of your neighbors are named Fred and have blonde hair?
None.
I got an old man who likes to be named Jeff.
You got a Carl. Ooh. He might have been blonde.
He might have been blonde at one point, yeah.
Yeah. Back in the 40s or
yeah,
whatever.
No Fred. No,
Yeah, I mean, we've got a friend named Fred who lives in Peoria, but he's not a neighbor.
No.
I know him from CoilCon. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And we know ex-dealer buddy Fred that I still owe $35 to. I need to drive out there one of these days.
One of these days.
Yeah.
You got all you could from him, and now he's dust in the wind.
No, I had a hard year last year. I didn't.
Keep this in mind, Dealer Dan.
Stop.
He uses people.
Oh, my God. That's not true.
It's totally true.
Dealer Dan is well paid up.
For now.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Andrea Bree says that with the current global cost of crude oil being relatively low, do you think that this will mean a reduction in the cost of toys at retail? Us Motu Classic subscribers are now paying $26 a figure, up a dollar from the 2014 sub, as Toy Guru stated that the ever-rising cost of materials were the reason for the price hike. And recently, Target has increased their prices for their Star Wars Black figures, the 3 3/4-inch figures, from $10 to $13. I know that labor cost is a factor, but if materials costs are going down globally, how can toy companies, manufacturers, and retailers continue to justify the increase in cost to the consumer? I know that they will charge what we, the consumer, will pay, but being a Hot Toys collector, I've become much more selective, and what I acquire from them is I no longer can justify purchasing simple replants of a figure such as Iron Man at a higher cost. I wonder if the cost of toys will continue to hit new cost norms regardless of production cost.
I don't think the reduced cost of oil will be that big a factor because nobody knows how long that's going to be.
Yeah.
There are other issues. Apparently China's getting expensive. It's not the cheap place to produce stuff anymore.
No.
Apparently people are starting to open up factories in Vietnam. There's the issues about transportation. There's all the stuff about the dock workers over in California are still kind of
striking.
They're not striking, but they're not really working super hard either. I think inflation in general is kind of hitting the economy. There's stuff going on behind the scenes, and some people think that the low gas prices or the low oil prices is not exactly as great a thing as you would think, because that means that there's no demand for oil. If there's no demand for oil, that's because production's down, blah, 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 and economics and things and dude.
Yes.
It's a tapestry. The Target thing, a lot of people think that they just jacked up that price so that they can cut it again and go, was $13, now $8.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently Target does that a lot.
Yeah, they like to do that kind of that little trick.
Shenanigans, yeah.
Kind of annoying.
Yeah. So I don't think that you'll, especially with Masters, because Masters is locked in. So those prices are locked in.
Yes.
So you're not going to get a reduction on your Masters, and everything else is probably, they'll push it as far as they can go. I mean, there is a limit in their heads. It used to be $20. I don't know what it is anymore, but there's a price that they assign that you want to keep your toys under, because that's the price that someone's willing to pay for a birthday present for some other kid.
Right.
It used to be $20. I don't know what it is now, but it's whatever, your mom will pay for, Dave's mom will pay for a present for Jason.
Right, right.
Basically.
Right.
So that's like the magic number. I don't know what it is now. I can't imagine it's more than like $25.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine either.
So that's why a lot of toys are always hit that kind of magic. That's why Marvel Legends and why spaceships and Star Wars are right around that $20-$25
mark. Right. Exactly.
Because that's the magic number.
Yep. Alex Pasquale says, I can only think of a few off the top of my head, but are there any cameos or parodies of toys, comics, video games, and movies, or other media that you remember fondly, not intended as product placement, but rather a nod or Easter egg by the director and or crew? The Goldbergs does this very intentionally from time to time, or more of a subtle nature. Gross Point Blank places a Doom arcade in the Del Mart scene. Of course, even though, yes, it was more or less a glorified commercial, the charm and nostalgia of the Wizard gives it a pass, if just barely. I know, like, in the, like, the NeverEnding Story.
Johnny West.
Ah! Yeah.
Sorry.
I know,
family and friendly.
I know in, like, the NeverEnding Story, there's some toys that are, of course, you know, it's a little kid's bedroom, but...
I remember in The Witches at the end, when he's still a mouse, he's, like, living in the, isn't it the Ghostbusters firehouse?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
The Indian in the Cupboard is a great one, because... Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Has, like, the Jurassic Park Tyrannosaur, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, and, yep. That's one that I remember vividly. I remember seeing that in the theater. I think I still have a VHS copy of it somewhere.
I will tell you the one that genuinely cracked me up. It's kind of the reverse of this. There is a show on Comedy Central that I used to love called Insomniac with Dave Attell.
Right.
And I watched because you know, I'm a guy, I like to go to bed early. I'm kind of a morning person, whether I like that or not.
Right.
You know, because that's when the stores are open.
Right.
But I don't really like to go to bars. I don't really like to go out. So this was like a world that I'd never seen before, and so I really got into that show.
Yeah.
There's one episode where he's at a bar, and they have all these little mini bottles of, like, whatever, alcohol, like you get on an airplane.
Right.
And they're all lined up, and he looks at him and he goes, Lando Calrissian, Lobot, collect them all! And the cameraman laughed, and he's like, I knew it, because apparently his cameraman was a big nerd. He's like, I knew that would get you, and it cracked me up, too, because I got the joke.
I love Dave Attell. Yeah, those are the only ones that I can think of off the top of my head. Like, again, you know, the Goldbergs does it very intentionally because, again, it's the whole show is based in 1980-something.
Well, one of our earliest episodes of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles was about, did you see the Big Bang Theory where he bought the Spock action figure?
Oh, it was the teleporter.
The teleporter,
Penny bought them teleporters.
Yeah, like, Penny bought them rare Daypole.
Yeah, Daypole. Palatoy teleporters.
Yeah.
We were like, well, that would never happen because she wouldn't be able to afford one, let alone two on her salary.
Not her salary. Her commercial residuals.
Yeah.
Because apparently you get residuals from commercial work, which is, I'm not an actor, but I'm pretty sure that can't possibly be true.
Well, yeah. It was that was a pretty funny episode for us because it's like, yeah, that would never happen.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
Not how that goes down.
They got Leonard Nimoy to do the voice of Spock. That's brilliant. Man.
It was a fun episode, but it was not not likely to ever really happen.
No.
Mike Irizarry wants to know how much you can bench.
You know what I would bench, Irizarry? I would bench you. I would put you out. I don't care if it is the big game. I do not need some hotshot showboating
flash
in the pan on this team. So you know what, Irizarry? You are riding on the pine. Oh, I can't do that. I can't remember the song now.
Oh
no. Rats.
Weak. Sorry, dude.
I've been practicing this all day.
I bench. I can bench 200.
Can you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to be able to. I haven't benched in a long time. Irizarry, really? Really, Mike? Really? Really? Hope you got a kick out of that. Because you're going to get a kick out of me.
Ooh. Talking big.
I am talking big. I'll see him and then just give him a big hug. I'm sorry, I lied. I won't kick you.
Hasa Diga, Michael I.
Oh, yes.
Yes. That was you are riding on the pine. Hasa Diga, Michael I. No field of glory for you to shine. Hasa Diga, Michael I. Hasa Diga, Michael I. Hasa Diga, Michael I.
Hasa Diga. That's fun.
All right, well. I got it in the end. Okay, I stumbled, but I got it in the
end. That's true. And then last but not least, our buddy Manuel Garcia says, what past movie, TV show, or cartoon that never got a toy line would you have loved to have gotten made?
Okay, first of all, what one hasn't had a toy at this point?
Yeah, at this point, I think a lot of the more...
Like, almost everything. I'll go with one. Last Starfighter. I would have loved Last Starfighter action figures and the Gunstar.
Yeah,
that would have been a great toy.
That would have been fun. I'm still sad all these years. I mean, we're finally going to get them, but I'm still sad that the Dark Crystal toys never happened.
Well, we're gonna get those.
Yeah,
and I'm super excited about. I hope they're based. I hope they resemble the old molds.
Yes,
that I would be excited about. I want a Gartham.
Yeah,
Funko. I want a Gartham. I'm just saying. I want a Gartham and a Mystic. Make them happen.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what hasn't had toys at this juncture of all these
almost
all these decades. I mean, you know, most of the majorly popular cartoon shows were toy lines. Most of the popular cult, like maybe Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah, I would buy those in a heartbeat. Yeah.
We kind of got close to a Buckaroo Banzai kind of thing. Retro Repro Labels, when they did their labels for the Generation Springer.
Oh, you told me about that, yeah.
The car labels for his car mode are actually designed on all the decals and everything that are seen on the car at the start of the movie. That he drives. Remo Williams.
The Adventure Begins.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
The most ambitiously titled movie of all time.
It's supposed to be a series, and it never happened.
You think with the name Adventure Begins, poor Fred Williams. Well, he went on to Tremors, so there's that.
Toys? Like, from the movie Toys? Like, I would have loved to seen, like, somebody do a toy line for that movie. Even though it's not a great movie, that would have been really
cool. Those toys were actually kind of stupid, but...
That's true, but they would have been kind of fun to get, like, you know, a 4 or 5 inch, you know, Robin Williams character with one of those little ducks, and I would have been cute. I would have enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head that didn't, you know, that didn't eventually get toys. Labyrinth eventually got toys from Soda, I think.
I think NECA did at least one.
Yeah.
I think Patrick was showing off his
Goblin King and
Horth. And Hoggle.
Hoggle. Hoggle, that's his name. Well, I was thinking of your thing from Dark Crystal.
No, I'm not.
But yeah, I can't really think of anything else. Wow. Yeah, as I'm running through stuff in my head, I'm like, pretty much everything that I would want to have a toy line got a toy line one way or another.
Well, eventually, yeah. In some fashion. I mean, you know,
yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff got made into toys, finally.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. But gang, there you go. That's going to wrap up our show for this week. A little bit of a short show for you all this week as we, again, you know, Dave and I are kind of spinning our wheels until Toy Fair hits, and then we'll have our good buddy Slick McFavorite on to talk Toy Fair news like we usually do. Probably that the week after Toy Fair there, that, you know, because it won't be that week, it'll still be going on, but we'll talk a lot of Toy Fair news with our buddy Slick like we usually do. It's our kind of our yearly tradition.
Okay.
That's always...
There's a lot of guests I wish we would have back on. I miss them.
I do too. We're working on getting more guests this year, so...
Miss William Bruce West, I thought that was a great episode.
I agree. I feel bad, you know. William's a cool guy and a great friend, and it's just... sometimes I lose track of who we've had on the show and who we haven't. You know, I'd love to have Poe Ghostel back on, but he's closed his site down since then. He's kind of fallen out of the toy world for the most part, which is kind of sad to me, but... We're working on having
We should see, like, if some of the guys like Chuck from Star Joe is just going to be in town for JoeCon and try to grip him up for a live.
Yeah, absolutely. Him and Azari and...
No.
No Mike? Aww. Ugh. But yeah, I agree. We should have some...
Hasadiga Irizarry.
Oh, Hasadiga Irizarry. That's what it means? I said it like 17 times! Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, gang, we'll be back next week with an all-new show. Dave and I will be back with... we'll have some more fan questions, and should be some more news leaking out as we get closer and closer to Toy Fair. We should getting more and more news. Hopefully by next... the next couple weeks, we should have a Batman vs. Superman trailer to talk about. That should be... it's supposed to be attached to the Kingsman.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
And that opens in the UK before it opens here in the States. So more than likely, we'll see it before...
See it online somewhere.
Yep. Here.
Well, they're saying the next episode 7 is going to be in front of Avengers?
Yes, they're saying the new... Yeah. That apparently...
The full one.
The full one, and apparently it's going to...
have all the old farts. Yep, hooray!
It's going to show original trilogy characters, so...
Hooray for old farts.
So yeah, he's hopefully we'll see that come Avengers in May, which will be fun. Looking forward to getting the new toy season.
Sound a little more less excited.
Well, no, the new movie season is setting up to be really, really good, and I'm looking forward to it.
Didn't we just cover on the show that we can't even think of any movies besides the three big ones?
I'm sure there's others coming. we'll figure it out as we get there.
Oh.
So, gang, we'll be back next week. Make sure you check us out on iTunes and Stitcher. Just look up Toy World Order. You'll find both shows, this and Married to the Collection, as well as make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Toy World Order, as well as youtube.com/Board the Show. Hit like all our buttons, hit subscribe. Helps us out tremendously, allows us to continue doing really cool videos and stuff. And as Dave said, we've got plans for a musical. So, whether or not that really happens
is... No, it's not going to happen. What? Don't even try to encourage us on that one.
Because
the story has to be that he goes to Branson because he's trying to find his real daddy.
Oh, really?
Trying to find his real family.
Wow.
And then the lesson in the end is that what he was looking for was right there all along.
That's touching. That's very touching.
It's true. He does love you.
Oh, a little fuzzball.
Sort of. Well, I mean, not sort of, but he does love you, but like... He has so many issues.
Yeah, he's got some issues.
Yeah.
A few here and there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It is.
Gang, we'll be back next week, and until then, David...
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The Toy Bars Peeps is closed. Peace out.